Live from the Terror Dome, I'm Jay Terrify, and you're listening to the Mondo Coolcast. This week, the show's starting a half hour late because I'm lazy as fuck and my internet was out all day. Hey, Time Warner Cable... Hey, Time Warner Cable dicks, get your shit together. This is going to be a real episode of the podcast, but it's going to be a little bit shorter because I'm going solo and I've got very little notes to go through. Right, it is April 21st, 2012. You're listening to the Mondo Coolcast. I'm Jerry Terrifying. Hey, how you doing? I woke up at like a couple minutes after 10 because my internet had been going in and out all day, and I went to sleep at like 4 p.m. My internet was still having problems then, so I was betting on it wasn't going to be stable enough to record the news segment. And without the news segment, which is the main part of the show, I was just like, fuck it. And then I woke up and I felt bad, and my sleep schedule's all screwed up, because ever since I've had that sickness from last week, man, my sleep's just been getting worse and worse. It's real shitty. And I'm like 95% better. I don't have a horrible snot problem anymore, but I do have like the remnants of a cough. So there's probably still going to be some coughing throughout the show, but I've got my trusty gallon jug of water here, and hopefully I make it through this thing in one piece. I did make some show notes for this week, but there's only like four or five items that would have been in the news section, so I was just going to try to bullshit with Mitch and Shintai, and that was going to be the main meat of the show. And, you know, with my internet being all shaky a couple hours ago, I wasn't able to do it. And, you know, if my internet cuts out during the show, I wouldn't be fucking surprised. You know? But anyway, I showed up to the chat room just to see if anyone was in here, because I'm not just going to, you know, disappear in a complete mystery and have everybody assume I'm dead. So I, it's like, shit, a bunch of people showed up. I'll bullshit something, because I haven't really missed a week yet since I went to the live weekly format. The other problem, and this is something that I've been worrying about for a long time, and it's just now starting to come true, but the season's starting to pick back up. Lately, there hasn't been a lot of game news that's really worth talking about. You know, I go through an entire week of Kotaku posts, and it's all, you know, meth head steals, you know... Actually, this is a story I did read on Kotaku while I was looking for notes. Some meth head-looking bitch went into a Walmart, stole some Pokemon cards, which is how they decided it was worthy to be on Kotaku. But she also stole some wart remover. And, you know, I was looking at the mugshot, and it's like, you know, she ain't that bad for a meth head. She's probably just starting out on being a junkie. She don't look too bad. But she's got two fucking bottles of wart remover, so she's obviously got some sort of horrible, horrible problem. The chat room is confused because I said I'm not dead. They're confusing my dead black heart in my soulless ways with actual death. So anyway, I did not do a new on the website this week. I know there's a new My Life with Sega up, but I haven't watched it yet, so I can't think of what game it is. I know Kaiser put some shit up. Kaiser always puts some shit up. I don't know what's new on the website this week. think it's a Kaiser convention. I don't know. Go to MundoCoolCast.com and check it out. Despite me not having put up any very much on the website in the past month and a half, we've been getting some really good traffic. The traffic's going up. It's interesting. I like to watch the stats. I always keep a close eye on the traffic, and stats have been doing really good this month. Excuse me. So, the thing I was going to talk about in the solo segment of the show, I was talking to Critical Failure on Skype, and we were comparing autism, and he sent me a spreadsheet that he made that he keeps track of all of his gaming data. So he's got a spreadsheet, and one page is his console collection, another page is his PC collection, another page is games that he's completed, and a couple other things. You know, there's high scores, and I think that was it. So I made an all-encompassing, it's all in one spreadsheet, because, you know, just using multiple tabs. I'll probably break it down later, but I'm using Google Documents, and because I want something that I can update anywhere and check anywhere. So that's why I'm using Google Documents. So I copy and pasted my video game collection from JerryTerrifying.com's collection page, and I put it into a giant spreadsheet. I've got like 780 games, give or take. That's where the collection's at these days. And, yeah, so what I did, my spreadsheet is just console games, because I've only got like five, if even that meant, yeah, I think it's like five PC games. What is it? Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2, Diablo 2, Morrowind, Age of Empires. That's every PC game that I own. Unless you count Chex Quest, which is like a 1996 free game that came in Chex Serial. It's a Doom clone, and you play as a Chex, and you fight these booger dudes with a spoon, and it's actually pretty fun. But, so if you count that, I own six PC games. So if I can keep track of them in my head, I don't really need to have a giant fucking autistic as hell, spreadsheet. So mine, goes game title system notes completed. Because I figure, you know, why have a separate sheet just saying, you know, these are the games that I completed? I can just put a little check next to the games that I have completed. So, what I will do is I will make a link to my Google Documents spreadsheet in the show notes of this episode, so anyone that wants can check out my spreadsheet. Now, the way I've got it set up, the next tab is Ninja Golf High Scores, and the next tab is Tetris High Scores, because those are the only two games that I've charted the high scores. Alex challenged me to a Tetris showdown. And he gave me, from his spreadsheet, his all-time Tetris score, which is like 105,000. And so far, since I started playing the original Tetris, which I don't know what it is about the original Tetris, but it seems to be a lot harder than Tetris DX. Because the first time I picked up Tetris DX, I got like, you know, over 100,000, no problem. And so I think the scoring is different. And maybe some of the drop rates for some of the pieces are different. Because I've noticed that L pieces never come when I want them. All I end up getting is those two, like, Z and backwards Z pieces in the original Tetris. I get a shitload of those in the T blocks. Never enough L blocks, backwards Ls, or line pieces. Never. So I think that's what it is, the drop rates of the L blocks. Because the highest score I've gotten since I started playing the original Tetris and charting my score is like 60,000. So nothing that I can throw down as a competitive score against Alex. So anyway, the different tabs. And then I've got, I made a Pokedex spreadsheet. And, so what I did is I found a text list of every Pokemon, all 500 and whatever of them, And then in the next lines, I've got the name of the Pokemon game. And what I want to do is, I want to complete one of my dexes. So knowing which Pokemon are on which game, so that I can trade it over to the one I'm trying to complete, is helpful. So I went through and only went through one of my Pokedexes so far. The one that I was trying to fill up for a long time was Pokemon Diamond. So it's got the most. I've got 324 Pokemon on that game. And so I went through, listed all the ones that I have. And then, you know, I'll go through for Soul Silver and Pokemon White. And I will chart down which Pokemons I got where, so I can trade them all to Pokemon White, since that's the current generation. I'm gonna trade them all to Pokemon White now. And having a fucking spreadsheet will help that. So I've got this one all-encompassing spreadsheet with the different sheets for different things. But what this leads me to, and why I'm telling you all of this bullshit, I was looking at how many games I had completed. And the answer, or, you know, the games that I've completed, not that many, not very many games. I've bought way more than I've completed. As some of you may have known, if you've listened to the podcast long enough, you'll know that it was about 2006 when I started working at ABX and, you know, had a real job and started having disposable income. You know, I was single, you know, I was stacking, you know, thousands of dollars away in savings. And because I was single, and I started eBaying and Amazoning. And while I worked at Airborne Express, I would have a package like every day of the week showing up, because, you know, I would just get inexpensive shit. I'd go through my Amazon wish list, like, oh shit, $2, hell yeah. And, you know, so I would just go through my Amazon list, and in no particular priority, just, you know, whatever was inexpensive, or whatever's been on the wish list really long. The first video game that I ever put on my Amazon wish list was in, I was just looking yesterday, so this is why I know off the top of my head, I'm not fucking Rain Man. Gundam Battle Assault 2 for the PS1, and I added that in 2003. That was the first game I added to my wish list. So what I would normally do is, back when I was working at ABX, I would go back to the earliest shit on my wish list, and whatever's just real cheap, and I would start getting. So my collection went from, you know, I had a couple of Nintendo games, maybe 10-20 Nintendo games tops, you know, 5-10 Super Nintendo games, had a lot of PS1 games. That was when I was old enough to really start getting, or to start getting into video games. So I had like maybe 20, 30 PS1 games, 15 PS2 games, and then 2006 happened, and I was like, well, I always wanted a Sega Genesis when I was a kid, let me get that. It's like, oh man, I always wanted a Dreamcast, let me get one of those. Oh shit, Sega Saturn, I forgot that even fucking existed. Gotta get one of those. I love Panzer Dragoon, and yeah, so it went in that fashion for a while. And then, you know, now I've got all these fucking consoles, and then I learned how to be a eBay, Amazon, Craigslist master, and now I've got 800 games almost, and I haven't, you know, beat most of them. So what I was thinking, a fun way where I could get some of these, yes, Darth Talus, Tetris DX is the one that came with the Game Boy Color, and that's my favorite version of Tetris. So, I was thinking, man, I've not completed very many games. So I've come up with a challenge for myself, and it involves you guys. Now, what I'm going to do, hell yeah, AJ, Panzer Dragoon Rocks, I made a 1-hour special for the entire Panzer Dragoon series. It's labeled under Mondo Cool TV, so you can find it if you give a shit. The challenge is, every week, starting with this week, I'm going to pick 5 games that I would like to beat that are in my collection, and I'm going to make a Facebook poll, and you're going to vote for the game you would like to see me beat. And I have 1 week. I have until next Saturday to beat the game that you guys vote for. And yeah, and then the next week, the four remaining games will be voted on until we get down to one game. Then I add four more games to the list, and we keep going through that until I beat a lot of my fucking games. Because I'm looking at my spreadsheet, I see hardly any games have been beat. Like, you know, 1/10 of my collection has been beaten. And that's kind of shitty. So, the first games to vote for, and I'm just going to go by what's in the chat room. So don't double vote. If you're hearing this here, don't go on the Facebook page and vote, because I won't know, you know, if I count you twice or not. But I'll just be going off what's in the chat room. Everyone that's listening to this downloaded, go to the Mondo Cool Facebook page. You can get to the Mondo Cool Facebook page by going to MondoCoolCast.com. On the right panel, there's a little Facebook icon. You just click that little son of a bitch, and bingo, bango, bongo, you're at the Mondo Cool Facebook page. Click like if you haven't, but there's going to be a vote. No, Retro Kaiser, I do not have Kid Icarus of Myths and Monsters, and that is on my hit list. So this is the first five games, and some of these I'm more interested than others. There's one in here that I'm not particularly interested in playing, but whatever. Okay. Yeah, here's the first five games. Three Dirty Dwarves for the Sega Saturn. That's the one I'm pulling for. The Lost Vikings 2. Now, a lot of these games I have started and have not finished. And this is one of them. I got up to, I think it's the pirate ship level. Level like 19 out of, you know, 20 or 30. So I'm like past the middle point of this. So, Three Dirty Dwarves. The Lost Vikings 2. Killer 7, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Mansion of Hidden Souls for the Sega Saturn. Those are your five selections. One more time. Three Dirty Dwarves, The Lost Vikings 2, Killer 7, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Mansion of Hidden Souls. Now, what I want to do is, every time I beat one of these games or play one for the one-week challenge, I'm going to put up a review. The consoles are Three Dirty Dwarves, Sega Saturn, The Lost Vikings 2, Super Nintendo, Killer 7, GameCube, Zombies Ain't My Neighbor, Super Nintendo, Mansion of Hidden Souls, the Sega Saturn version. So every time I complete one of these games, I'm going to try to do a review. Now, Mansion of Hidden Souls is a game that I'm going to beat anyway, and cover it for the Halloween issue of Mondo Cool Monthly. So, like, in that case, since I'm doing something specific with it, I would not put up a video review, because, you know, I've got a plan. Let's see. See, two for Killer 7. And two for Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Is that everybody in the chat room? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that's everybody in the chat room. Alright, so it's dead even. I will keep these noted, and I will make a Facebook poll. Actually, I might go ahead and just do that right now, and you guys can vote, and then I'll add in Kaiser's what's it? His vote, because he can't vote more than once, because he is an admin. And I'm voting. I'm using my admin vote to vote for the fucking game I want to play. Because I was thinking earlier in the week, there was a game that I did want to beat, and that's Three Dirty Dwarves. That's the one I'm voting for. I was thinking, I need to beat that, because I've gotten close. I've gotten to, like, the last, you know, level or two. And, you know, I just never beat it, because it gets pretty tough towards the end. And that's a real fucking quirky game. I absolutely love playing Three Dirty Dwarves. Shit is intense. So, I'm waiting for Facebook to load. Let's see. Post to the Mondo Cool page. Question. Which game should I beat next? Question mark. Options. Let's do a little copy-paste. Vote button caption. Post poll on the page is small. Shows where it fits. Create poll. Alright. Do your magic, Facebook. Now, see, this is something where I'm going to get some games completed and check it off my list. And, hopefully it'll be a little interactivity for the Facebook to get people coming to it every week. And I will hopefully get some purchase puzzle. Thanks for the information. It'll get people coming to the Facebook page, hopefully. It'll have something going on, you know, somewhat regularly. Let me see if this thing posted to my wall. Okay, and it did. Seymour. Like three dirty dwarves. Alright. I casted my vote, which sadly does knock Kaiser's vote out, but I will keep track of that independently. Let's see. So everybody, go to the Facebook page. If you're listening to this right now, open up the Facebook tab, and it's the newest post on the wall. Retro Kaiser. It's on the list because I need to beat it, and it's going to be, you know, the first five games that I beat. I'm doing it early. I just probably won't make a video review following it that week. So, suck it. It's my fucking shit. Do what I want. Yeah. Everybody, go to the opinion poll on the Facebook page. Cast your votes now so I don't have to keep track of everyone's votes except Kaiser's, which is for Killer 7. And, yeah. Alright. Got two votes for Zombies Ate My Neighbors. And, whoever the hell said Killer 7 besides Kaiser has not showed up yet. Who did say Killer 7? Come on, C-Bomb, go to the fucking Facebook page. Click like if you haven't, and, cast your vote, Broheem. Oh, I'm also going to make a YouTube video explaining all this bullshit. Probably should write myself a note telling me to, do that. But I'm gonna make a YouTube video and get some of those YouTube-only jerks. Sorry. If you're only on YouTube, what are you doing, man? You gotta listen to the Mondo Coolcast, get the full Jerry Terrifying experience. Man, I am that in love with myself. So, anyway, yeah, I'm gonna try to get as many people coming and voting as possible, and all that crap, and I'm gonna start clearing some games. Jerry's Terrifying Video Game Completion Quest is a go. Let's see. Critical Failure just signed on and asked me if I got any Tetris scores yet, which, God, my Tetris scores are pretty, pretty low in comparison. So I'm going to send him a link. Vote on the new poll I posted, you homo. But I didn't type the homo part, so I'm asking somebody to do something for me, and that's rude. God damn it, C-Bomb. What are you doing without Facebook? I can understand why I don't use Facebook, because I'm 29 and I'm fucking ancient in internet years. And, you know, I mean, I'm just old and cranky. So that's why I don't use Facebook. But, I'll mark you down, C-Bomb. I'll keep track of the two votes for Killer 7 in my head. But, don't excuse me if, don't be surprised if I forget, because that's the game I didn't really want to play. So, that is pretty much what I had for the solo portion of the show. I'm going to play another Funkadelic song, and when I come back, I'm going to do some solo news. And, yeah. So this is Unfunky UFO from Mothership Connection.
Thank you.
let's take a crack at the few things I have in the news. Sometime before 2012 is up, I'm anticipating around October, but I didn't see any specific release dates for this. There's going to be a 20th anniversary Kirby anthology game for the Wii. Now, I doubt it's going to have the Game Boy games, but those were my favorites. I'm interested in seeing what's on this, and how much of it's already available on Virtual Console, and how much money you would probably save by just buying those versions. The Super Mario 25th Anniversary Collection was extremely underwhelming. The Mario All-Stars thing they released, it was not very good. all those games were already on the Virtual Console, and you would have saved a few bucks by just buying them on the Virtual Console. The only thing you'd be missing is the booklet and the packaging, which, albeit, is very attractive. If you had the... I'm not sure if the Mario Anniversary 25th thing, if they were just the original versions of the game, or if they were the Super Nintendo Super Mario All-Stars thing, because, I don't know. Either way, you could get a better shit than what that was. It's very lackluster, anniversary collection, and, lazy. It just felt very lazy. So hopefully, there's plenty of Kirby shit on this Wii game, and, hopefully it's all worth it, and it's priced right, and all that shit. There's a new Super Mario Brothers 2 coming out to the 3DS in August. If you're a fan of Mario platformers, hey, those ones for you. Square Enix is giving incentives to play Final Fantasy XIV. Wasn't this thing supposed to come out on the PlayStation 3 originally? And the 360? Wasn't this supposed to be on consoles? And, that just went away or something? And because nobody gave a shit? So, there's, if you've been a subscriber for a long time, they're dropping your monthly subscription fee to $10 and doing... who cares, man? Who fucking cares? Not me. I don't have a PC that can run Final Fantasy, and I'm never gonna pay for a subscription to play a game. Atlus is publishing a game called Dragon's Crown. It's a 2D... action RPG is how it was described, but it just looks more like a 2D brawler, you know? It looks more like a side-scrolling brawler than anything, but with fantasy elements and fantasy characters with big bouncy fucking titties and like a medieval theme. There will be a trailer in the show notes. You can check that out, hopefully. This is a downloadable title, and I can get it for review, because, fuck it, I want free games. There's a dumb little article I saw on Kotaku. Gamers spend $1 billion a year for their consoles to be in sleep mode. When your PS3 and 360 are plugged in, they're using a little trickle of power at all times, 24/7, so that, they can detect when you hit the power button, you know? Anything that's plugged in, it's using just a little bit of power. So my giant console collection is an energy drain just sitting there. And I've been real bad about this for the past year or two, but I used to always turn off all my power supply things, all my surge protectors before I went to bed or when I left. If I still leave, if I'm going to be gone for a long time, I turn all this shit off, and then unplug the main plugs, because I don't want my house to burn down. I actually was looking at some website, I was on V, and I saw someone linked to some asshole girl gamers, we're girls, we play video games, website, and one of these bitches was at PAX East, and her house burnt down, and I'm like, oh man, I bet she left all her shit plugged in. And, Like her fucking cat chewed it up. So who knows? But all her shit, her house burnt down while she was gone. I'm like, man, that is why I unplug everything when I leave for a few days. Because you never fucking know. So, yeah. Gamers, and their consoles, their Wiis, 360s, and whatever they have plugged in, use up a lot of fucking power for nothing. It's, pretty gay. Let's see, Alex is talking to me. Just to see. Okay, let's go back to my show notes. Okay, here's something that gave me some lols. There was a StarCraft 2 tournament, and StarCraft 2 does not have a LAN network mode. It only has, you have to be connected to, what's that company's, fucking Battle.net or whatever. You have to be connected to their online service, and, at all times to play the game. Well, during this, finals round, during, like, a heated match, their internet connection dropped. And the game, had to be restarted, because there's no, like, resume feature. And it's just, you know, a good example of why it's shitty. So, the entire crowd starts chanting, "We want land! We want land! We want land!" Blizzard, that's their fucking name. Letting Blizzard fucking know that they want LAN, because that's a good feature. There's no reason to take it out. You know? I shouldn't have to have an internet connection to be playing against the guy sitting next to me. That's stupid. I shouldn't have to waste bandwidth with, you know, some people have limited bandwidth. Some people have slow as fuck internet. You know, these are reasons why you would have a LAN party. So, it's a very popular feature. They took it out because they're dicks. And, this happened during a, you know, finals match at a tournament, and the fans were chanting. Now, the, commentators, they said something stupid. It's very obvious they were chanting, "We want LAN." And one of them's like, "Oh, man," they're laughing, and, like, "Fuck, you know, this just happens." Like, I think they're saying they want the game back. I'm like, what? Like, you know goddamn well what they're saying. They're clearly saying we want LAN. And, whatever. The digital age, man. Fuck it. It's fucking stupid. So, there's this video I saw earlier in the week. It's called Kane's Arcade, and all these people are donating all this money for him to go to college, and he's got, like, over $100,000 donated to his college fund because some indie movie maker queer, sorry about that, some indie movie idiot made this little 10-minute documentary about this kid named Kane in L.A. His dad owns auto parts store, and in the back room, this little kid, he's got to be like 10 years old, absolutely in love with arcade games, so he started making a cardboard arcade. So he started designing games, and like, he uses his old toys for prizes, and he made a crane game out of cardboard, and it's got, like, a string with an S-hook hanging from it, and then there's a little track so that you have to follow the track, so it limits your movement, you know? And, he's got a fun pass, so for, like, $1, you get 4 plays, and then for $2, you get 500 plays, because he's a child, and that makes sense to him, to have that big of an increase for just $1. It's a very cute little movie. It made me smile, and it's fun to see a kid playing, you know, with not necessarily a video game. But this one guy, this indie filmmaker, he needed a door handle for his Honda Civic or whatever responsible car he drives, and while he was waiting, he saw that this kid had a cardboard arcade, and he started playing the games. He bought the Fun Pass, and as he's playing the game, the kid crawls under the arcade machine and starts pouring out tickets, starts pushing them out. It's funny. It's a cute little movie. I'll have a link to it, and you can watch it. It's interesting, I guess. And then there's a Mega 64 video, Indie Man. And I'll have a link to this video. there's a joke about DLC. And, man, it cracked me up. So, check that out. And that's actually everything that I had on the show notes. So, what color is your dead souls? Let's see. They don't know how to make it. See, Darth Talus also unplugs his shit. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna be gone, away from the house, I always, unplug my shit. Because I would die if all my stuff burnt down. I would die. I have no idea what Too Many Games is, but it's... See, AJ asks if anyone's going to Too Many Games. I've never heard of Too Many Games, but it's out in Philly, which, that's only like a, I think 4-hour drive. I forget where Philadelphia is. Because I'm forgetting, it's either Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, one of them's, I don't know, man. I drove through once, and, through Pennsylvania once on my way to D.C., and, forget if it was Pittsburgh or Philly that I drove through, and that's a long drive, but probably not, because my friends don't care about video game shit. I'm not going by myself to something like that. Also, don't have gas money. Also, don't have the like nominal fee for entrance. Being broke is a pain in the dick. AJ also bought an episode or issue of Mondo Cool Monthly Zero. I saw that earlier in the chat, and that's appreciated. Issue 1 is well underway. British Steel is slapping that together, the PDF format version. And, yeah, I think I need to make a page on the Mondo Coolcast website for selling Mondo Cool Monthly. And I think that's going to be my project. Let's see. Also, I'm just now thinking of something. When's my cutoff date for voting on the Jerry Terrifying's completion? What's it? I guess I'll make it Sunday night at midnight. So I'm going to make the YouTube video now. So that only gives you like 2 days to vote on the bullshit. And since this is a short episode of the podcast, and... you know, it's been going on for, what, 40, 45, 50 minutes now, something like that. Let me fire up Audacity. Now I'm going to record. This is going to be one of those shitty videos where it's just, you know, a static image and me talking. So I'm going to fire up Audacity right now, live on the air, and record the video. Exciting shit. Let's see. Hello, YouTube. I know I haven't been around lately, but in my absence, I was going through my backlog of games, and I own quite a few, and I noticed I haven't beaten very many of those games. So, what I'm proposing to do, this is something I started for the podcast, but I'm also tossing this up on YouTube so that everybody gets a chance. I'm going to throw out a link in the description area of this video, and that's going to take you to a Facebook page for Mondo Coolcast. But there's a poll right there, right now. And what I would like you guys to do is there's 5 games listed, and these are 5 games I want to beat. But you get to vote the order I beat them in. And when I beat the game, I'm going to post a video review of it. Now, the goal is to beat 1 game a week, every week, until I get bored or run out of games to beat. So hopefully this will be going on for quite some time. So, I'm not going to tell you what the games are, because I don't want people, you know, just, my vote's in the comments, I don't want that because I don't want to have to keep track of it. Just go to the Facebook page, click on the option that you would like to vote for. There's five games, and by next week, I should hopefully have some video reviews start coming out. So get to it, guys. Get to voting. All right, there we go. I'll edit that audio later, and yeah, I'll edit that shit later, and I will throw that up tonight. That's going to be my goal, so I'm going to save this audio track, export as MP3. This is how slow this thing is. Go to my documents and put it in my shared folder, because I've got a networked shared folder. I use it to pass files from computer to computer, and we will call this Terrifying Completion Challenge Raw. Whenever I save some audio, I throw in the tag raw at the end of the title so I know that it hasn't been edited or noise canceled yet, or noise removed yet. That's just how I do it. I've got a folder for review audio. It's just review audio raw, and that's where I dump all that shit. And, like, there's a lot of background noise. I honestly probably should have turned off my little box fan because it's not even hot in here. And that adds a lot of white noise. I'm sure you guys can hear the difference now that I've turned that thing off. So, actually, I'm going to add to this.
Get to voting.
Nah, do a little edit right now.
Get to it, guys. Video reviews start coming out, so...
Alright, let's get rid of that. The voting will end Sunday night at midnight, so get on this. This video isn't going to be up for very long. I want to have at least 5 days to go through and try to beat these games. The deadline is to have the game beat by the next time I do the Mondo Coolcast, which is live Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See what I did there? Now it's also a commercial for the podcast. Tricky, tricky. That old Jerry Terrifying, he's a slick one. Let's see, let's save this again. Terrifying, please check the raw save. Yes, I would like to replace it. Alright, there we go. There we go, that's a lot better. After the podcast is done, I'll go in the other room and start editing this shit. Alright, we'll note that, AJ. Where the hell did Retro Kaiser go? Let's see. If he said anything. Anyway, Darth Talus, how do you keep track of your video game collection and what games you have and haven't beaten? Actually, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to play one more track. And let me find something short. I'm going to play a short song. Or a shorter song. If I can find a shorter song. Let's see what we got in here. Then I'll come back with, the bullshitting in the chat room section of the program. Not seeing anything jumping out at me, so I'll just play what I already had selected, because fuck it. This is Give Up the Funk from Parliament Funkadelic on their album Mothership Connection. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off. Yeah. What I'm about to do is I'm going to tweet this link for my sweet ass spreadsheet as soon as Twitter loads, because everything goes super duper slow on this thing. So let me compose a tweet, paste, and then tweet. I'm going to delete this tweet after the show because, you know, whatever. I just now tweeted it. Now everybody can look through a fucking spreadsheet. Let's look through this spreadsheet together, guys. Because that's the most exciting thing. See, here's all the different tabs I got. I got my game collection. I got my wish list. This is why I was looking at my wish list the other day, yesterday. And these are not in exact order. I just went through my Amazon wish list, and I filled out the priority as I went. And I grouped all of the priorities together on the spreadsheet. So all the high priorities are, you know, up top, and then all the medium, and then all the low priorities. But beyond that, they're not in order. So that's not to say that I want Retro Game Challenge more than Yakuza 4. You know? There's no specific order beyond that. Haunting starring Poltergeist, that's something I really want to get. And maybe when I sell a couple more of the PDF versions of Mondo Cool Monthly, I'll be able to get that shit. Let's see, what is it? Yeah, this month when Mondo Cool Monthly issue 1 goes on sale, there is going to be the price increase. It's a full issue. It's more than double the length of issue 0. And it's going up to $2.99. As always, the target price point was $2.99. And so whatever. So that's on the wish list tab. You've also got my Ninja Golf high scores, which I kept a spiral-bound notebook when I first started playing the game, apparently 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago. I started keeping track of my score because I decided I was going to be the world champion because I was getting really good at the game really fast. So, you know, I was like, screw it, let's start screwing, you know, keeping score, and I'll try to be the world record. So, you know, I got my little notes section. Now, there's the score of the current Ninja Golf World Champion, Mark A. Stacy, who on June 19th, 2011, beat my fucking high score by not very much. I think it's like a 9,000-point difference or some shit. And, so nothing major, but, so I got that charted there, and then I got my Tetris scores, which I just started playing the other day, because I'm gonna try to beat Alex's high score of 105,000. Then I got, you know, a tab in here for, passwords. I also started dicking around with Gargoyle's Quest 2, which, alright, there we go, because it said Gargoyle's Quest. So there's a couple of games with passwords that I plan on playing. Newtopia is going to show up on Jerry's Terrifying What's It Challenge. And I'm going to go through that game, and that uses passwords. I also like to keep notes, and I usually write this down, but I'm going to start keeping it all on here. Like, I was playing Lucien's Quest on 3DO. And it doesn't use a password, but it's a role-playing game, so I like to make a note of what I'm doing, and I need to go into the rock dungeon and clear that shit so I can get the rock guy to join my party, and I've been, like, trying to remember that because it's been over a year since I played it, so I need to know that next time I'm going. But the first tab that loaded up for you guys is my game collection, and it shows everything I own. It's got a little notes section for, you know, like, is it an import? That really doesn't become used until the bottom of the list, where I note if it's PSN, if it's a PSN game, a PS1 import, a PS1 classic, etc., etc. You know, whether it's imported, like, let's see, Bleach Heat the Soul 3 is an import PSP game I bought a long time ago. Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing is my first platinum, so I threw that note in there. And this is a convenient way for me to keep track of all this bullshit. and see, I'm going to go ahead and delete that tweet now that everyone's had a chance to click that shit. I think a random person came in here and was like, what? Yes, delete that tweet. All right. Let me close out my Twitter. Yes, Darth Talus, I do own an Intellivision, but it actually does not work. So, I've got Intellivision, Intellivision games, it will not work. Kind of sucks. Alien vs. Predator is the game that I keep sitting in the Jaguar, and I mean to play it someday. I'm actually thinking of, here's one of the things that I do like to do. I like to have at least one game beat per system, since I've got so many systems. And that's a challenge for some things, like the Atari Jaguar. I really don't think I'm ever going to sit down and complete Alien vs. Predator on Jaguar. Iron Soldier, on the other hand, definitely seems like something that if I put in some time and effort, I could beat. So that is probably going to appear in the Terrifying Completion Challenge eventually. AJ, I have a burnt copy of Panzer Dragoon Saga. I'm not paying $200 for a game. I do not have the money for that right now. Someday, when I don't give a fuck and can wipe my ass with $100 bills, I'll buy a copy. But right now, nope. I bought a mod chip for my Saturn for $25. That's what I bought instead of Panzer Dragoon Saga. And I've got a spindle of about, I've got a shitload of burnt games for the Saturn, probably around 50. See, everything on my game collection is actual games. So there's games that I've beaten, like, let's say, Sonic CD for the, Sega CD. I've beaten it, but it was on a CDR. And Alien vs. Predator is one of the most popular games on the Jaguar, so it does fetch a decent price. I got mine for around $20. Well, see, the thing about credit cards is they eventually want you to pay it back. Yeah, a mod chip's really easy to do, bro. It's, depending on the Saturn. I have the circle button Saturn. I forget if it's Model 1 or Model 2. I always forget. But the round button Saturn is easiest to put a chip in. And, you open up your Saturn, you unplug a ribbon cable, you plug the ribbon cable into the mod chip, plug the mod chip where the ribbon cable used to be plugged in, and then there's a power cable, you plug it into whichever little power thing, and you can solder it. Me, I just jabbed it down in there real good, and it's fine. It's real easy. Yeah, dude, go to SegaStyle.com. It might be hyphenated. It might be Sega-Style.com. Or it might just be Sega Style. One, continuously without the hyphen. Google Sega Style. Go to that website. Kid named Brad runs it. I paid $25 plus shipping for my mod chip. I think the last time I looked, they're $30 plus shipping now. He gets new shipments in. Like, when I bought mine, I had to wait a couple of weeks before he got a new shipment in. So, he's getting them from somewhere. He's probably getting them made in China. So, Google Sega Style. And go to that website, kid named Brad. He helped me out when I had some questions. Good guy. And also bought some S video cables for my Saturn from there. But yeah, that's my game log. So it's got all the games that I own outright. Now, I was thinking I might make another tab on this for the game collection, but of pirated shit. Because there's games like Buffy the Vampire Slayer that I burnt and copied to my Xbox hard drive. And I played and beat it. But it's not something I can list in this because, I don't put it in my collection as it's burnt. So I'm probably going to make another sheet. I'm thinking about it. And listing down all the burnt games and that I've beat. There's also a bunch of rental games that I beat. Like, I reviewed Deus Ex Human Revolution, Sonic Generations. I was thinking about reviewing Resistance 3, but I rented it and beat it. Sonic Generations, I beat that. Deus Ex Human Revolution, I beat that. What else did I rent and beat? Rayman Origins I rented and beat. So there's a bunch of games that I've beat that aren't on the list because I don't own them. So I might make a... Now I see the wisdom of Alex's tab for just games that he's beaten. But I like having all the information on one page. I think that's better. So I'll probably make another sheet or another two sheets, maybe keep track of rental games and pirated games, because I've got probably total burnt games for Sega CD, 3DO, Dreamcast, Saturn, and Xbox. I've probably got 200 games that are burnt, and I've beaten a few of them. Not all, but I've beaten quite a few. Yeah, man, it's amazing that, see, I probably got that in 2009, maybe, that mod chip, maybe 2010 at the latest. Nah, definitely 2009. I've got a YouTube video up where I show the chip being plugged in and I just talk about it. That would tell me when I did it, because I probably filmed that and uploaded it that day. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Ever since I saw Alex's spreadsheet, I was like, fuck, I need to emulate this, because it's awesome having all this information on hand. And, yeah. I do like to have at least one game that I've beat per system. Like, I've beat zero TurboGrafx games. So, I've nominated Newtopia. That's going to show up in the voting eventually. And, you know, because that's a Zelda clone, that's something that, you know, if I throw a week at it, I'm sure I can beat it. I'm not going to be able to beat any of my AES games. Those things are all bastard hard. Maybe Sengoku. I've made it pretty far into Sengoku. I don't know how close to the end I was, but it's a hard-ass fucking game. Let's see. Out of my legit 3DO games, the only one I'm probably going to throw in the voting is Wolfenstein 3D. Because, you know, I'm sure I can beat that in a week. Probably Super Wing Commander. I'll probably throw that on the list because I want to beat that too. Ah, damn, that sucks, Darth Talus. No burnt Dreamcast games for you. Yeah, I guess I'll do that, man. I'll go through my burnt games and list what I have just to be, like, completely autistic as fuck. Let's start that now. Spreadsheet live on the air. Burnt. Let's see. Oh, actually, I had an email from, not last week, but the week before. I forgot to read it last week, because I just forgot to put it on the show notes and forgot I got it. British Steel wrote in that Techno Speed Racer theme was strange, but I dig the Streets of Rage theme. On that note, I was arguing on another forum that Streets of Rage is better than Final Fight. They dismissed me as a Sega fanboy, but seriously, Streets 1 and 2 are much better in terms of gameplay mechanics than Final Fight. I completely disagree. 100% emphatically. I think Final Fight is the better game. But, hey man, to each their own. Especially Final Fight 1. My favorite two versions are Final Fight CD. I grew up loving the shit out of the Super Nintendo version. And I bought that because I actually remember playing it in the arcade. And the only thing I remember is, like, I was real young, but I know it was at Dairy Queen. And Dairy Queen had Street Fighter II and Final Fight. And I always played the shit out of Final Fight. And I just remember the dynamite, the fuse burning down, and then the knife falling when you threw in another quarter. I always remembered that shit. So when I started buying old games from what is now Vaxxon Videos, Final Fight was definitely one of the first games that I picked up, and always loved it. And then I got Final Fight 1 for the Game Boy Advance, which has all three characters, plus Alpha, Cody, and Alpha Guy. And a lot of fucking fun. And you can actually tweak the difficulty. I've actually beaten that one. As you can see in my spreadsheet, if you're looking at it. And then I got a real copy of Final Fight CD for the Sega CD, and I really like that version. Streets of Rage is not for me. I've only really played the first one a lot, and it's not doing anything for me. Anyway, he continues. Thank you for the mention about Mondo Cool Monthly. I'm glad I can combine my career skills to my stupid, childish waste of time game hobby. Definitely, I'm going to mention that. I like to give people at least proper credit. You're helping me out with something that is very much appreciated, and you're helping to make Mondo Cool Monthly into a legitimate product. What I need to do is, on the top menu of the website, where it's got Mondo Cool TV videos, Mondo Cool Cast Archive, content by author, I'm gonna throw in a tab for Mondo Cool Monthly, and I'm gonna make a page where you can buy the PDF version. Now, until I get some money, I'm gonna be selling this shit all by myself. Not actually like have an automated service. So people are gonna buy the shit and then I'm just gonna sling them a copy. That's what I got planned for the PDF version. 78 Strider Hear You is joining us. What's up, Freddy? Glad to have you on the program. To catch you up, the only thing I really talked about, I made a giant fucking list of every game I own, and I've got a little thing so I can keep track of what games I've beat. If you go right now, everyone else has had a chance to vote. Go to the Mondo Coolcast. Oh, let me see. He might not even be listening. Fuck, I'm sitting here giving out all these juicy good details. And, dude might not even be listening yet, because I don't know. Not everybody's been here long enough to know about server A and B and how the internet dicks shit over all the goddamn time. Okay, just making sure, man. Whenever people come into the show late, I like to throw that out there. And just to make sure everybody's on the same fucking page. Anyway, I know you got Facebook, dude. So open up the Facebook page. There's a voting thing we got going right now. I'm gonna have a little challenge where I try to beat games. And I'm gonna try to beat one game in my backlog a week, and then I'll post a video review, unless I've got like a specific project lined up for that game, whatever, blah blah blah. So right now on the Mondo Coolcast Facebook page, there is a poll: which game should I beat next? There's five options: Three Dirty Dwarves, The Lost Vikings. Oh shit! It's supposed to be The Lost Vikings too, but I apparently deleted that because I'm a dipshit. I wonder if I can edit this. Yeah, okay, I can edit this. Well, no, it doesn't look like it's gonna let me do what I want to do. Whatever. Supposed to be Lost Vikings too. Killer 7, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and Mansion of Hidden Souls. Those are the games. Three Dirty Dwarves, Lost Vikings 2, Killer 7, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and Mansion of Hidden Souls. Vote on one of those fucking games, and I'm gonna beat it by next week's podcast. That's the goal, anyway. I'm gonna have voting open until Sunday night at midnight. That's when I'm going to start playing. Now, what kind of bums me out, I would love to be able to stream this. I wish I had my new PC built, man. With Mondo Cool Monthly, though, hopefully I'm gonna start getting a little stream of income, and I'm gonna start racking up them dollar bills, and I'm gonna be building that PC in the next couple of months. That's the plan. That's e-begging and her give me some donations. That's bullshit. It's faggot shit. See you later, AJ. Thanks for showing up to the show and listening to me bullshit around for a little while. Yeah, so whatever. E-begging's for faggots. I've got the donation thing there if you want it, but I think selling Mondo Cool Monthlies is a much better way to go about things. And thank you to all the people that have bought it. I'm surprised quite a few people have bought it. If that was a full issue, and was selling for the $2.99 price point, I would have made a decent little chunk of change this month. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with the, in the future with issue one, which is a much beefier. There's actually been some interest. People are asking when the next issue's coming out. And so far, I'm thinking I'm just going to have it be the last day of the month when each new issue comes out. And, that's reasonable. That's an easy way for me to keep track of shit. But, oh, no. Blah. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. Can't believe I herp derped and put down Lost Vikings 1. What a fucking idiot, man. Excellent. Someone else voted for Three Dirty Dwarves. That's the fuck I'm talking about. Right now, it's a dead fucking tie. Oh, wait, someone voted for Lost Vikings, too, so I guess it's not a tie. Killer 7's got 2 votes that I'm keeping track of independently, but then, 2 votes for Zombies Ate My Neighbors, 2 votes for Three Dirty Dwarves. So hopefully when I put this YouTube video up later tonight, we get some shit going on in here. But I wonder if I can edit this. Okay, I can edit this. Excellent. I'm so fucking autistic. If I don't have that number 2 in there, it'll fucking kill me. Because I've already beaten Lost Vikings. Lost Vikings 2 is, I'm like 2/3 of the way through the game. Anyway, that was pretty much it. I have a short show. And, how would a tie be decided? Coin flip. That's a good question you have, Darth Talus. It will be a coin flip. Whichever selection comes first in the list will be heads. So if it's a tie between three Dirty Dwarves and Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Three Dirty Dwarves is heads. Then I will fucking coin flip it. And and we will see. Good question. There's obviously going to be problems that arise, things that I didn't think of. But, next week it'll be, the same list of games minus the one that I beat. And then we'll vote. We'll keep voting for order. Unless you think that's shitty, I guess what I could do is, I've got a text file. Let me open it up. I'm going to open up this text file. Podcast listeners are going to get the real fucking deal. As is always the case, especially, talking directly to the people that show up live. You guys are obviously the shit, because you care enough about the podcast to show up on a Saturday night, which is fucking cool, man. Okay, so I've got this list, and I got a shitload of games. What I could do is, and I wrote these down in blocks of 5 for some reason, even though it didn't really make sense. I could just scramble out of this list of games that I prioritized. And, so I would keep track of, like, let's say Three Dirty Dwarves wins, right? And then next week, I could just come up with the next list, but I'll still have in my text file, the Lost Vikings and Killer 7 and all that shit, so that eventually they'll pop up back up in the voting. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how I'm gonna run this shit. No idea. It's kind of a by my seat of the pants operation I run here. So maybe each week the voting will be different, but I'll still, try to beat all of these same games instead of just doing elimination rounds. Yeah, I don't know. We'll fucking find out next Saturday what I do. that's what the fuck is gonna happen. So, don't have any more emails, just the one that I got from British Steel, and, he's now official Team Mondo Cool, because he's putting out the PDF of MCM, so, privilege to being on the Skype contact list and hearing me talk shit about everybody and being a prick, because, apparently that's what I do these days. I'm just a fucking bastard anymore. So if anybody's got anything in the chat room, any questions, any shit they want to throw out there, anything they'd like to talk about, now is the time. Because I don't want to talk about my spreadsheet anymore. I've talked enough about how badass my anal organization of information is. See, Shintai went to Rammstein. Good for Shintai. Let's see. I accidentally closed Skype. Oopsie doopsie. I've got this problem, man. Skype isn't showing up in my taskbar a lot of the time. So, like, when I minimize it or click X, it's still running, but it's not in the fucking taskbar. So I gotta, like, launch the... So, waiting on the chat room, see if there's anything out there. Sorry, I sort of drifted off and off in fucking La La Land, dude. It's just been one of those weeks. See, I'm gonna fuck around with my spreadsheet. That's probably what I'm gonna be doing tonight. Fucking around with this thing, adding my burnt games, just so I have a list of those. There's a couple of things I haven't listed on my collection yet. Like, I did add the games that Precision 25 sent me. And, but not all of them. There's a couple of Neo Geo Pocket Color games. Two of them, I believe, that I need to add to the collection. And it was at this point that my internet cut out. The reason why this show was so improvised earlier was I had been having internet problems. And actually, yesterday, the cable man came out and replaced this line that was coming from the pole down to the house that brought us all of our cables and internets. And, man, what happened? Last winter, a tree line fell onto it. A tree limb fell onto the line. So this cable was yanked loose, and it was hanging about neck level. I'm 5'10", and it's hanging about neck level. And that's not where wires should be hanging. When I mow my lawn and shit, I have to, like, duck under it every time, and it kind of sucks. So finally got around to calling the cable man, and they came out and replaced that line. I'm not sure if it has affected my internets any. I haven't tried using Skype on my laptop to see if that's what was, you know, giving me, like, little connection issues where my internet would go out from time to time. So I will actually get on that. But anyway, it's, Tuesday night right now, and I'm just not getting around to editing the podcast. I was going to update you on the Three Dirty Dwarves thing. That's going to be, like, a main topic for the coming week's podcast. This was just to let you know that originally Saturday night my internet cut out, and I did come back and bullshit a little bit in the chat room, but it was nothing, you know, worthwhile, nothing major, no good stories, no Mondo Cool After Hours type of shit, just bullshitted in the chat room for a little while. So I'm just throwing this in here to close out the show, and yeah, that is that. I'm not even going to bother trying to edit in any music. It would take a long time on this laptop, man, to import a song and, you know, adjust levels and do things. It would take a long time. So this is the end of this edition of the Mondo Coolcast. Just a tiny update, no actual real details, but I don't know. I forget what I was going to say. The Mondo Cool Jerry's Terrifying Game Challenge, or Game Completion Challenge, is going well. I'm excited to continue on with this project next week. And yeah, so also there's a page on MondoCoolCast.com now for Mondo Cool Monthly, so be sure to check that out. I still need to add a tab to the main menu thing, but Blogger just now forced an update. This is the first time I've seen the updated back end of Blogger, and it is so bad. It's going to be hard to find everything, and I'm not looking forward to digging through the code and adding that thing for the menu. So, but whatever. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. If you haven't bought issue 0 of Mondo Cool Monthly, please do. Issue 1 is coming out shortly. Should be out by the middle of next week, I think. I'm no calendar master. Let me look at my calendar. Yeah, it looks like it should be out next Monday. So, anyway, that'll do it for this episode of Mondo Ramblecast. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure to check us out live Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you can. Yeah, that'll do it.